Good morning, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you again once more for Manna in the Morning with a study from God's Holy Word. We've been looking at the Upper Room Ministry of Christ. Reading today in John chapter 14 and verse 7, we read, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" The Lord Jesus here brings out a beautiful truth that once more confirms his deity, that shows him to be the incarnate Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, as 1 Timothy 3:16 describes him. In answer to Philip's request to show them the Father, the Lord Jesus tells them, "You've already seen the Father by seeing me." Now, how could this be true? The Bible says in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus himself speaking, "God is spirit." What's more, it calls him the invisible God. And it says that he dwells in light, which no man can approach to. In the Old Testament, in his prayer at the dedication of the temple, Solomon noted, "Lord, thou hast said that thou would dwell in the thick darkness." Man hath not seen God at any time, John chapter 1 tells us. So how can the Lord Jesus say that they had seen the Father? Well, Philip doubtless was talking about some kind of ecstatic vision. "Lord, give us some sort of supernatural view of what God actually looks like in heaven." But the Lord Jesus wasn't going to give them that. He had already given them something much greater. By watching him, they had seen the moral glory of the God of heaven. They had seen, in other words, what the character of the Father is like, how he behaves, what he says, what he does. They knew exactly what God was like by looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. So is God holy? Please observe the Lord Jesus never compromising with sin, never bending or breaking the rules. He said, "I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it." He came to the temple and in holy anger overturned the tables of those who would extort from the worshipers and totally mislead people about the purpose of that building. It had been meant to be a house of prayer, but they had transformed it into a den of thieves. So the Lord Jesus, as the owner of that house, cast them out. Is the Lord Jesus loving? Well, certainly. See how he received sinners and ate with them. That was the only taunt, by the way, that people could make about the Lord Jesus that was in any way credible. The Lord Jesus did receive sinners and eat with them. The only thing was, once the sinners came and ate with him, they weren't the same again. Many of them went away saved, born again, transformed. Not sinners anymore, but saints. That can happen to you today, my friend, if it's never happened before. And to you, dear believing listener who have received the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoice in your standing today, that you can have a relationship with the living God through his Son, the Lord Jesus, that you have it, that you're his child, and that your position is untouchable. Nobody can take the life God has given you away from you. Well, the Lord Jesus shows us the Father in every respect. Was he just? See him dealing with the woman caught in adultery. He didn't say adultery is not that bad. He didn't say the law is wrong on this point. He did say, well, the law says that there must be two or three witnesses. And he asked the woman, "Where are these thine witnesses?" And there were no witnesses left because the Lord Jesus had already pointed out to them that none of them were worthy of casting the first stone. They were each sinners. Each hypocrites, in fact, because that situation was undoubtedly a setup. They had brought that woman to the Lord Jesus. They had trapped her. And where was the man anyway? He went free somewhere. But they were going to use this woman and make her an example. "No," says the Lord Jesus, "I won't stand for that hypocrisy. I won't stand for that. I'll uphold the law, and yet I'll show her mercy." She said, "There's no man here accusing me." Well, then the Lord Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn thee." Imagine that. The judge of all the earth could have condemned her, but he didn't, because in him is forgiveness.